Hi, everybody. I'm Karen Hartglass. You are listening to It's All About Food, and I am so grateful that you are here listening to this program today. It's very important now more than ever to have community, and we're going to be talking a bit about that today. And of course, I want to bring on my new co-host on this program, Gary DeMattei. How you doing, Gary? Who are all these people?
Hey, Karen.
Hi. Oh,
you know, they closed the bars and restaurants, and it's St. Patrick's Day, so I brought some friends along. They had no place to play, and we're keeping our distance here.
Yeah, really. It's all about social distancing, yeah, so please be careful because...
But listen, aren't they good?
They are.
Okay, fellas, why don't you head on out to the terrace, and we'll call you back in after we do the show, and we'll do a little social distancing dancing. All right, yeah, just head right out there. Right out the door there on the terrace.
Hey, Gary, you may have come up with something. Social distancing dancing.
You know, I'm an idea person, Karen. I come up with a lot of ideas.
So yes.
Please, somebody take it
and go
run
somewhere
with it.
And run social distancing dancing.
Oh,
okay, stay tuned.
Heartbreaking. St. Patty's Day has been canceled.
It is.
And those poor guys, those poor musicians, those poor artists.
So I mean, to start with, no St. Patrick's Day parade, which we've talked about before.
We talked about that last week or the week before.
Our wonderful state of New York puts all these porta potties out there for people to piss and puke?
Piss and puke.
None of that.
None of that this year.
Thanks to a pandemic. And the bars are closed.
Bars and restaurants.
Restaurants
you can go in and order.
To take out. Delivery.
And or get it delivered. But now people are even getting scared about that.
Yeah, and some people recommend not to do that.
Right. I was just reading that before we went on the air that that's now a thing too. So
these are interesting times.
Very interesting times. As speaking of the Irish day of St. Patrick's Day, Ireland is also shut down, locked down. They've canceled they've closed their pubs and their restaurants and bars as well. And I want to just say how sorry I am for everyone around the world.
It's surreal.
It's absurdist tragicomedy in the likes of a Samuel Beckett play, who is also an Irish playwright.
And, thank you, Gary.
Yes. And, it's all about the arts in addition to all about food here. Because
exactly. We like focusing on the arts, and we'll touch on that also on this program. Because personally, I believe the only way we're going to get out of this pandemic alive and healthy is through creativity.
Right. And community.
Creativity and community.
Ironically enough,
yeah.
Even though we can't really be a community in the flesh, we can do what we're doing here.
Absolutely. And you may know this, but a lot of people are depending on the World Wide Web,
yes,
the internet, and a lot of these different platforms for meeting and for having some group interaction.
Yes, we're debating that right now with, as some of you know, you heard that Karen and I both booked some gigs that are now hanging by a thread on whether or not...
whether or not the show will go on.
The show will go on in April, late April. I mean, we're still not quite sure. But if we do have to start rehearsal, not have to start, if we are fortunate enough to be able to start rehearsal and the play doesn't get canceled that I'm involved with, we're going to probably go on the Zoom format,
yep,
which is the video chat format for meetings and things. I know that company's getting a lot of work right now. Anyway, I wanted to toast you today on St. Patrick's Day. We made a joke before going on the air that, hey, maybe we should do the show drunk. But that's not really good for your immune system,
it's
is
not.
It?
So let's.
And that's what we're going to talk about today is immune system. Here. So we're having our glasses of water here. Yours has a little, what is that stuff floating
around? Lemon peels.
Lemon peels. Karen saves the lemon peels.
I don't waste anything.
And okay. I just have water. So
what I do is.
Cheers. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
And we're not doing the show drunk. We're doing the show.
Quite sober.
Quite sober, but drunk on anxiety.
Yes. So I think the big thing, the big concern is losing control or not having control. And we feel like we don't have control all the time. The government makes all kinds of rules we may not agree with. We talk about how to take control of your own lives, things where you can make a difference in your own life, in your personal life, your family life, your community's life. There are ways to feel like you have more control.
Right.
But it takes focus. It takes effort. And now more than ever with a pandemic, mm-hmm. we really feel like, okay, this isn't just the government passing regulations we don't like. This is germs flying around we can't even see.
Right.
And how do we avoid contracting the virus? And if we get it, how do we recover from it?
Exactly.
So we need to get some control in our lives.
Right. And a lot of people are feeling out of control. So
yeah.
What's a good way to get these folks, myself included, I'm putting you on the spot here, but how do we get some control back in our life? What's, without, you know, sitting down with a bottle of whiskey and letting it all go?
You know, I hate to bring up my cancer, my romp with cancer.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking you.
But, you know, I go back to that experience because it was profound for me. Okay, it was one of those life and death things.
Right.
And the thing that was important to me early on, just after I was diagnosed, was I needed a strategy. I wanted to have a plan. I wanted to have a plan of attack. I wanted to have something to follow that gave me a feeling of control.
Okay. Number one, have a strategy.
A strategy. Yeah. All right. And the strategy that I chose then is basically the same strategy I would recommend today.
Today, during times of extreme crisis.
Absolutely. So just touching on the things that are important, where you can control them and they have an impact, a positive impact on many levels. Okay, number one, this show is called It's All About Food. So the first item is food.
Food.
The foods you choose to eat should boost your immune system, nourish you, detox, provide the nutrients you need to thrive, and choose to not consume the foods that your body doesn't thrive on, the foods that cause inflammation, the foods that have toxic components to them.
Right. So what you want to do is you want to fortify your immune system, and the way to do that is by eating the right food.
Nutrient-dense, nutrient-rich, organic plant foods.
Nutrient-dense, nutrient-rich, organic plant foods.
Yeah. So that's...
Okay, now you've talked about this a lot on this show.
And there's Dr. Furman who says green beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, nuts, and seeds.
Right.
That's basically it in a nutshell, or a seed shell, or...
Or a shell shell.
No,
not a shell shell. We don't want to eat any shellfish.
Yeah, but... Again, think about if you really want to maximize your health, you want to consume the foods where you get the most nutrient bang for your calorie buck.
Right.
And you don't want to put the foods in your body that are going to compromise your immune system. Not now. Not with this pandemic hanging over ourselves.
Right. And you feel so good when you eat this way. I mean,
yeah,
you really do.
That.
You do. I mean, I'm a person that can say how you feel, how I used to feel before I switched to a plant-based vegan diet and how I feel now. And I don't feel like I am going, I mean, I feel like I can beat this.
Okay, so if you're on a path to improving your diet, it's more urgent than ever to get more motivated, more inspired, and really hold yourself to a higher bar. Because not only your life depends on it, but the life of everyone around you.
Right.
Because this coronavirus is it spreads.
Right. And it could latch onto you and go to somebody, and you might not feel it, but it could go to somebody who has a compromised immune system or is an old person. Now, let's talk about this, because there's a lot of people saying, people that are, I'm not quite there yet, but people that are of a certain age, 65 and over, should really stay home. Why is that? As opposed to someone who is not 65 and over, under 65.
Well, the majority of people...
Is that an immune system thing too?
Well, I think that many people who are over a certain age, the older we get, and when we're treating ourselves poorly, when we're not nourishing ourselves, when we're not eating well, when we're not exercising, when we're not doing intermittent fasting, which we talked about a couple of shows ago, when we're not getting enough sleep, when we're not working to reduce our stress, these all have a cumulative effect over the decades. So the older we get and
the more sedentary we get.
Yeah. And our bodies become weaker. They're more inflamed. They're more apt to fall apart.
And the reason it's not affecting the younger folks is because their immune system is able to fight it easier.
Yeah, but because they haven't had this cumulative pounding, mm-hmm. which is weakening our whole body, our immune system, our organs. And many people have other conditions.
Right.
They have diabetes, they have high blood pressure, they have heart disease, they have different conditions that are
continually weakening their
bodies.
Right.
And then you add this extra bomb.
So you can't fortify yourself enough during this time.
So that's the point. The idea is you want to exactly fortify yourself, really make your immune system super strong. If you've been on a poor diet for a long time, now's the time to really supercharge yourself, detox. And
okay, so the misconceptions now are also, and this is something that I think is a human thing, but let me just play the interviewer here for a minute and give you a scenario. So what a lot of people are going to do during this high time of stress and not knowing what's going to happen next mm-hmm. is they're going to self-soothe. And they're going to self-soothe in a way that maybe, like today on St. Patrick's Day, they're maybe locked in their apartments. They've got some booze. They're going to overconsume some alcohol maybe. And they're going to eat all of the wrong foods, thinking that, hey, I'm here. I'm not going to be able to go anywhere. So now's the time to really party. And what we're saying is fight that.
Absolutely. Now,
take this time to do the opposite. And that's get healthy. Maybe even some intermittent fasting, which you can talk about later. Maybe some yoga. Maybe some light exercise. Maybe some meditation. Maybe some soft.
Now is that great time mm-hmm. to do all the things that you thought you might want to do sometime later. Now's the time. Everything's shutting down. You have to stay at home.
Stay healthy. Get healthy.
So now's the time to pick up that project or start that exercise. We are so lucky to live in a time of the internet. There are so many videos on YouTube, for example.
Right.
If you haven't tried yoga, for example, or maybe you love yoga and you love going to a yoga class, or you like working out in the gym and all the gyms are closed and there are no more yoga classes and all the dance studios are closing down. I take dance and my dance studio just closed.
I take acting and my acting studio closed.
What do we do? So there are all levels of yoga, for example, on the internet. You can just go to YouTube and Google beginning yoga if you haven't started with yoga.
Yoga for seniors.
There's yoga for everybody. My particular favorite, they're old, but they still beat me up. Mm-hmm. And that's these three videos by Brian Kest.
Right.
Power 1, Power 2, and Power 3.
But you're pretty advanced in yoga. Those are pretty heavy duty.
Yeah, I'm not recommending that a beginner start with that.
I'm recommending a beginner starts with what I started with when you and I came together, and that was Rodney Yee.
One of his beginning yoga.
Beginning yoga. Yeah. It was great. It was great.
Yeah. So there's something for everyone.
But there's other things out there. Yeah, there's.
And I'm saying you want to learn how to dance. There are dance videos. You might not have a lot of space in your home, or maybe you do, but you don't need much.
And again, we're not doctors, but we.
But we play doctors.
We play doctors on stage. But in all seriousness, you'll want to consult with your doctor before you break into this, I'm sure. But they're going to be busy handling other things.
Especially now.
And a lot of the doctors are saying stay away from doctors at this point unless you're really, when you're really sick. But you all know that already. You've been inundated with all of this stuff by probably reading and watching the news, which to me, is a big source of stress.
Oh, absolutely.
And you got to limit that, too.
Yes.
So a lot of people are going to be wanting to, as I mentioned, self-soothe with comfort foods.
Comfort food and alcohol.
Today is St. Patrick's Day, and a lot of people are going to eat corned beef and cabbage. And corned beef is not a very healthy food.
But cabbage is great.
But cabbage and potatoes are fine. And what would be a good corned beef substitute we talked about last week? You know, go to the Responsible Eating and Living website. And you probably already figured that out if you listened to the program last week, how you're going to handle your plant-based St. Patrick's Day. But there's still time if you want to check out our tempeh recipe for marinating it and adding pickling spice, which we did. And we made some tempeh
Rubens,
and they were fabulous. And we have a tempeh Reuben recipe up on our website. Let me go back a little bit. We're tossing around the word pandemic a lot. And I just want to clear up what a pandemic is.
Mm.
It's a disease prevalent over a whole country or the world.
Yeah.
And that's what we're dealing with now. This is something that's happening all over the world. A disease spreading all over the world, a virus. And so it's very serious.
And I'm hoping that good things come from it. Now,
and yeah,
clearly there are people that are going to lose their lives. That's not a good thing.
No.
But I hope, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, the importance of community. I'm sure some people have seen the videos going around of the people in Italy on their terraces singing and singing together with the people who live.
I understand that they're going to do something similar in Ireland tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah, in celebration of St. Paddy's Day. So that'll be interesting to see what they do.
And so there is a community on the internet which can really fill some holes right now, some gaps.
Absolutely. It's really wonderful.
And it might, I would love it to see it turn into something.
That's lasting.
That's lasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When this lifts. And it will lift, everybody. I have a really good feeling about this because the scientists are working real hard to find an anecdote for this. As a matter of fact, I read that in the Netherlands, an anecdote has been discovered. I don't know if it's true because you read so much on the internet that's clickbait, but if anybody can confirm that, write us at info@realmeals.org and let us know if you know anything about the Netherlands anecdote. Now, the difference between an anecdote and a antidote. An anecdote is something completely different.
It's a story.
Yeah. But an antidote is if you get it, you take the antidote and it goes away.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And they found something that seems to be working and they're in test mode now, according to what I've read in the Netherlands Times or something, the translation of the Netherlands Times. I don't read Dutch, but.
You don't?
No. I'm working on it, though. I eat Dutch pancakes that we make vegan, which are excellent. But no.
We do like pancakes. We haven't had them in a while. Actually, today I made some toka earlier today.
Soka.
Yeah, which is kind of like a pancake from garbanzo bean flour.
Yes, it was delicious.
Thank you, Gary.
And on that note, we're talking about all of these closures, and you can't go into a restaurant except if you want to do takeout. And so what we talk about on this show all the time is get reintroduced to your kitchen. And
find now, your kitchen.
This is a really good opportunity. I'm sure everybody has plenty of toilet paper, but do you have plenty of healthy food in your kitchen?
Yeah. So now is the time to get creative. And if there is a recipe that you've always wanted to try, now's the time, because it's not a great idea. Well, you can't go to a restaurant in many places right now.
Right.
And the only option is delivery or takeout, which is not recommended. Now, I want to keep these restaurants in business, and I want to keep these delivery people and the staff employed, but there are experts that are recommending that getting food to go is not a great idea. So you're going to be making a lot of food at home.
Right. I mean, yeah. And this is what this program is all about.
We've got a gazillion recipes for you.
A gazillion interviews with chefs and cookbook authors.
And our recipes.
Yeah. And let's talk about one of these past interviews that you had on the subject of how stress can really break down your immune system. You were just talking to me before we went on the air about someone that you interviewed
Paul Holzig. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but I spoke to him about 7 years ago. He had just come out with a book called The Stress Pandemic,
right,
of all things, pandemic. And he's someone who had his own personal crisis, and he was a big-time CEO in New Zealand,
stress,
I think.
Lots of stress.
Lots of stress, and he fell apart. And then he managed to build himself up and come back and figure out that the big thing that was debilitating him was stress.
Right.
Now, the thing about stress is that those who consume the SAD diet, the
standard
American diet, the Western diet, which has lots of refined foods and animal products, they have a higher risk of developing an anxiety disorder. They have a higher risk of having stress affect them more dangerously. So when you're eating well, when your immune system is strong, you can handle more stress without it being debilitating.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
But so that's one piece. But at the same time, you also want to do other things to help manage the stress. So we're designed to be able to handle a certain amount of stress. You know, back how many years ago when we were cave people, and
we're sort of leading that way again.
We'd have to run fast if a lion was after us, for example, you know, and the adrenaline kicks in. We're built for that. But we stress our system continually now, and that has devastating effect.
Right.
And everybody's got a lot of stress now, just turning on the news and looking at our phones, and we want to stay current because
it changes by
everything is changing. You know, all the cases of coronavirus are going up so quickly all over the place.
And the stock market's going down so quickly all over the place.
So this is another time if you're stuck at home, and we're all stuck at home. Well, some people are allowed to go to work, but more and more people now cannot. This is a great time to start a meditation practice.
Right.
And meditation is another thing. Like exercise, there are many different types of practice you can have. There's many different ways to exercise. There's many different ways to meditate. Just sitting in a comfortable chair and focusing on your breathing for 5 or 10 minutes.
It helps me all the time.
Is a form of meditation.
It really does help me all the time.
You don't have to clear your mind of all its thoughts. Just focus on your breathing, and naturally your mind will become less cluttered And it just has so many beneficial effects. And then you can dig a little deeper. And again, there's YouTube. And there's many different meditation programs you can find on the internet. I'm a particular fan of Bell Ruth Napperstack.
Yes.
Who has recorded a number of different meditation video of audio programs, affirmations, and
so many things that you used to do when you were going through your cancer journey.
Yeah. And she just has, in my opinion, a great peaceful tone. I've listened to many different meditation videos, and some of them the voices are really annoying.
Yeah.
Which is not where you want to be. But I really relate to her program. But the idea is that with a visualization, with imagery, guided imagery, you put yourself in a peaceful place. Now, it can be a real place or a place that you create. And I have two particular places that I like to go to in my meditation. One is on this property I have in Costa Rica. And another place is a place I created. And I created it some 30 years ago. So now I'm very familiar with it. It feels very much like a home.
Right.
It's a place that I've created that I go to. I know what it looks like. And then you go there and you breathe and you think about the breeze or a mist that's flowing and you work on feeling it or breathing it in and smelling it. And then, of course, there's the white light, which is my favorite thing. Imagining being enveloped by this energizing, nourishing white light.
It's a wonderful release.
It is.
And it's a vacation and you don't have to go anywhere.
Right. And when you have the time to do it, I'm reminded, I'm going to say this wrong, but Gandhi, at one point when he was faced with a big problem, and he was faced with a lot of problems mm-hmm. back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. He would say that he would have to meditate twice as long when he knew he had so much to do.
Right.
And that's not, right. It's counterintuitive.
I have so much to accomplish today that I must meditate for 2 hours instead of one.
How did you find that?
I just, you know. The internet.
Wow. Yeah. I'm impressed. You're always impressing me, Gary.
Well, actually, Gandhi and I were friends way, way back when. No, I'm not that old. But.
Okay, but meditation. I can't say enough about it.
I have so much to accomplish today that I must meditate for 2 hours instead of one. That's a good one. It's a pretty popular quote. And you were close. You were close.
Yeah. Now, some people think that praying is
a form of meditation.
It's a form of meditation, and it is.
Just don't pray with a lot of people around you.
Right.
That's the irony about prayer. And when they were, before they came up with things like science and vaccines and such, people were, during the plague of the medieval times, they thought they should all stand in a big group and pray, and they didn't realize that what they were doing was spreading the plague, and
yes.
People died a lot faster. So if you're going to pray,
do it alone.
Do it alone.
Or at least 6 feet away from everyone else, and wash your hands before and after.
Don't go to synagogue or mass or church.
Now, there are, again, World Wide Web, there are different religious institutions that are putting their programs online so you can participate in a service that resonates with you without being in the sanctuary.
That's right. And I understand that in certain villages of Italy and probably other countries around the world, there are processions going down the streets of these villages and led by a priest, for example, and now that Italy's on lockdown, it was just the priest walking down the street, not followed by the congregation.
Oh,
he was just walking down the street with, I think, one of his altar servers or something, 6 feet away, of course.
Of course.
But
we're doing what we need to do. So we're eating as best we can. And this can be challenging, too, because there's been a mad rush on a lot of the stores.
I was just going to say, okay, so you mentioned we should get organic, minimally processed food, fresh, and but what if we can't find it? What are we to do? What if it's all gone?
Well, if it's all gone.
No, I meant, what if you go to your local store and they only have unorganic.
Yes, if you can find organic, of course, you still want to eat fruits and vegetables. You still want to eat beans and mushrooms, so you buy what you can find.
Right.
It's still going to be nutritious.
Right. Very good.
Absolutely. And
you do the best you can, in other words.
Absolutely.
And try to get some dried fruit and try to get some nuts if you can't find fresh fruits and...
There are some stores that are more stocked than others that I've found. For example, we frequent Trader Joe's a lot, and a lot of their shelves have just been totally emptied. Their frozen food area is totally empty. But then I walked into a few other supermarkets, like a Stop and Shop, and... there was no mayhem or mad rush there. Now, I don't know what's happened over the last few days since I've been there, but I noticed a difference. And I think it has something to do with the clientele that different stores attract.
Right.
And what their priorities are.
Right.
But you may be able to find things in a different store that you're not used to shopping in.
Right. And I understand. I did some reading, and we're all doing a lot of reading lately. But there's plenty of food. It's just that people are going in and panic buying. And so
clearing the shelves and then they have to restock.
And then they have to restock. And a big shout out to all those folks who are trying to keep the shelves stocked. A lot of grocery stores are opting to offer to deliver. I'm originally from California, the Bay Area. And the Bay Area is on major lockdown now. And I know a lot of grocery stores like Zanotto's, for those of you in the Bay Area, the San Jose, South Bay Area. Zanotto's is offering delivery to seniors. And, delivering groceries is not a thing in San Jose, or at least it wasn't a thing for the smaller grocery stores, maybe. And for the really big grocery stores, it was never a thing. And I know Whole Foods has now stopped their delivery.
That's right.
But some of the smaller grocery stores, my point is that they're stepping up and saying, hey, if you're elderly and you can't leave the house, we'll bring it to you.
And this is community.
This is community. More of the bigger stores. I have a funny anecdote, not an antidote. But, and again, this is Whole Foods, or actually I should say Amazon bashing. And I don't mean to bash anybody, but I just thought this was the epitome of irony. I was reading that Amazon held some of its first meetings in Barnes & Noble.
Oh, God. And then they just made Barnes & Noble go out of business.
Right.
So, or at least many of them.
That's very interesting. So, but we have a lot of local places here in Queens that we try and go to, in addition to Trader Joe's, which they've been really doing a great job.
What is funny to me is... at Trader Joe's, and they have a lot of different kinds of frozen foods. Some of it's prepared foods, ready-to-go meals, or different kinds of frozen vegetable combos. And some of them are just plain, and some of them are seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that all the more processed stuff is completely gone.
Right.
And then we like to buy frozen berries, frozen organic blueberries, organic strawberries, and organic raspberries. And when I was in the store last week, everything was cleaned out except the organic raspberries.
And people didn't know that organic raspberries have just as much...
I'm just assuming a couple of things. The raspberries aren't as sweet as the strawberries and blueberries.
Right.
But I think strawberries and blueberries especially, have gotten a lot more press.
Right.
In the alternative health movement.
Right.
All of these webinars and programs you hear and books... about healthy eating talk about blueberries, yeah, and not very often raspberries. And right, raspberries are great for you.
Here's a story about blueberries. I posted this on my Facebook page, but I think it's worth repeating here. I titled it Love in the Time of Corona. And I'll just, if I may, just read this.
Please.
Because it has to do with blueberries and turmeric. And then we could talk about blueberries and turmeric, how they're getting a lot of press for well, you'll tell us. You're the expert. So, love in the time of Corona. Standing in line at the locally owned neighborhood grocery store, prepared to pay a little extra, been shopping there for years, very civilized store, even now during the don't squeeze the Charmin virus of 2020. And I'm not going to lie, there's a touch of panic there today. It's crowded with anxious New Yorkers trying to buy only as much as they can carry in those handheld red plastic shopping baskets. A few people pushing the larger carts down the narrow aisles. Mind you, this is a small store compared to a supermarket. Those of us ready to check out are in line in front of shelves of groceries, and the line is wrapped around the perimeter of the store, and people are still shopping through us. And this guy in a suit tries to get by without a basket or a cart. And as he's passing us doing his grocery juggling act, he drops his bottle of turmeric, and it rolls in front of me. So I pick it up and hand it to him. He says thanks and continues walking by. Then the woman behind me says, "You may want to wash your hands as soon as you can. I saw that guy in the produce section eating out of the plastic blueberry boxes. He was just taking blueberries and stuffing them in his mouth." And without missing a beat, I pull out my little bottle of Purell and do that hand sanitizing thing. Then I ask her if she'd like some. She says yes. So I give her a dose, thank her 1,000 times, and standing in the long line continues. A couple of minutes later, I turn to her and say, "I'm probably going to get jumped when I leave for my little bottle of hand sanitizer." And she says, "No, you won't. I got your back." Now, the market was...
That's a great story, Gary.
Thanks, Karen. The market was The Natural. Mm-hmm. And they have an organic section, mm-hmm, and they have a conventional section. And they're always really well stocked. And why the turmeric and why the blueberries? Why is that getting so much press lately? Do we know?
Absolutely. So turmeric is a root. I'm sure many of you have seen what it looks like. It's kind of hard to find in supermarkets, but it's becoming more available in the health food stores. It looks a little like ginger. It's one of these knotty kind of root vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
But
the fresh looks
fresh
like ginger.
Yeah. And but the turmeric dried spice is readily available in all stores. It's very popular in Indian cuisine, in curries.
Right.
And it's an orange yellow color, and when you cook with it and you get the food on your clothes, it stains. It's nasty. I'm trying to get a turmeric stain out of my shirt right now.
Is it immune boosting?
It's so powerful, and it's so good for so many things. So it's known to reduce inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be great for all kinds of skin problems. You can use it topically. You can use it internally. And...
I mean, it was really strange to see this guy carrying his little bottle of turmeric and some of the greens and things that he was carrying, and then to hear that he was actually in the produce section...
Eating the blueberries.
Eating the blueberries right there out of the boxes. I mean, he was clearly trying to give himself some sort of an immune-boosting fix without paying for it.
But here's the thing, and I don't want to sound like a politician.
Because they're expensive, right?
Because they all say, look, here's the thing.
Right.
But here it is. Look, here's the thing. Plant foods, they all have
power. This is where I was
power.
Getting at.
They all have benefit. And different people try and promote one food or another, or they'll give you the 10 best herbs to boost your immune system, or the 12 best foods.
Or if you just drink celery juice, you're going to...
Yeah, it's...
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And then you can't find celery on the shelves.
Although I saw celery juice bottled at Trader Joe's today.
Yeah, no, now everybody's realizing, wait, maybe that was just a
thing.
Celery demic.
was a celery demic. That's good. But the point is you want to eat a varied diet of organic, if possible, plants, minimally processed or whole, lots of colors. So red cabbage has those powerful anthocyanins.
Yeah, we have a huge head in the refrigerator.
Anthocyanins, right? Just like blueberries have. And red cabbage is cheaper than right. blueberries.
Lots of anthocyanins, just like blueberries, but it's cheaper.
But it's cheaper. Now, red cabbage is a cruciferous vegetable. It comes with its own package of wonderful nutrients. Blueberries are not cruciferous vegetables. They're berries, and berries come with their own magical antioxidants and all kinds of other things.
But so do raspberries.
And so do raspberries and blackberries. And today, when I went to Trader Joe's and the freezer section was practically cleaned out, all that they had that was organic was concentrated acai berries.
Hey, those are great.
And they're great. And I think they were left because they're not sweet at all. Right. And America has a sweet tooth. But I like, they're wonderful. You can take one of these packets of their acai puree and let it soften a little bit and then put lots of apples and bananas and oats and make your a nice little bowl of all kinds of immune system boosting, nutrient dense yumminess.
Right. So instead of falling off the wagon, get on the wagon during this stressful time and get yourself fortified. You know, I always like to bring up celebrity vegan news, and there's a lot of it going on. I mean, all you have to do is hit the sites, the clickbait sites, like the plant-based news. They have so many headlines, and the headlines are all so encouraging and so exciting. Vegan this and vegan that and live updates on this and live updates on that. But the one that's killing me now, in a good way, the one that's bringing me to life is Arnold Schwarzenegger is staying in and eating vegan food amid coronavirus outbreak. And so it's a video that he got 3 million views on, and it's on his Instagram page, and it says, "Stay at home as much as possible. Listen to the experts. Ignore the morons. Foreheads. We will get through this together." And he's feeding his little animals that he has at home, which I think they're actually quite big. They're ponies, and they're in the house with him. And anyway, not that Arnold needs any more press or any more hits on his Instagram page, but if you want to see something that's kind of heartwarming, watch Arnold feed his pets and mention that he had his little vegan food, and that's why everybody picked up on it and is now saying he may be going vegan.
Mm.
So again, Arnold Schwarzenegger in the news.
That's awesome. I also want to mention my friend and colleague, Dr. Michael Greger.
Yes.
We were supposed to be seeing him at a potluck tonight.
Right. And
it got canceled because he's canceled all of his speaking dates until this pandemic kind of flattens out. And it reminded me of a book that he wrote about 14 years ago in 2006, I think, called Bird Flu, A Virus of Our Own Hatching.
Right.
And much of what he talks about in that book applies to what we're experiencing today with a different virus.
Right.
So if you haven't read that book, I just want to let you know about it because it's available to read online. Because Dr. Michael Greger is very generous about that. All of the profits that he makes from his books, he donates to animal organizations to benefit animals. And you can go to birdflubook.org. I forgot it was up there, but I just Googled it because I remember he wrote that book a while back. And this came up. It's all there.
I know you're good friends with Dr. Greger, and he's even stayed here at Responsible Eating and Living headquarters.
That's right.
Over the last
It was a while ago.
It was a while ago, but I was, it was, it wasn't as, it, I was around, I
yes.
remember.
Yes.
And so, but I know that's a really cool thing. I'm glad you brought that up. And we're sort of living that now.
Yeah. So back then we were concerned about bird flu, H5N1, and having it jump to humans and having it spread and become a pandemic, and it didn't happen.
Right.
But his implication in that book was it can happen at some point because of animal agriculture.
Right.
Because of keeping animals in confined, close conditions.
And I've also been reading that this coronavirus may have started or did start as a result of an animal having it.
Yeah, that's what I believe. That now, of course, it's not that important right in this moment, because what we want to do right now is control this pandemic. But hopefully when we get through it and get over it, we can look back and say, okay, now how did this happen? There are some people that don't believe in the coronavirus. They think it's all a myth. They think it's a hoax.
Flat earthers.
There are some that believe that it was created in a lab and it got out. But I personally am with the concept that it was from an animal that jumped to human, and it had to do with people eating these animals, and here we are today. Zoonotic diseases are diseases that originate from other animals and jump to humans, and many of the diseases we experience today stem from that.
Right. A zoonotic disease is a disease spread between animals and people. And you believe that maybe after all of the things you've read, this coronavirus
yes.
could very well be a zoonotic disease.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So another reason.
To go plant-based.
To go plant-based.
And,
yep.
You know, again, in a lot of the veg news websites, not necessarily Veg News, which is a magazine, but the vegan news websites, Veg News being one of them, of course, there's a lot of information going around about the coronavirus and how countries are projecting dates that they would like their citizens to cut back on meat for this very reason, like by 2030, 72% cut back in, I think it's Great Britain, but don't quote me on that.
Only time will tell.
Check out the vegan
how well we
news
do.
Sites.
2030 sounded like a long time from now, but it's only 10 years away now.
It's only 10 years away, and they want folks to cut way, way back. So I wholeheartedly agree. I think folks should.
Now, here at Responsible Eating and Living Headquarters, we always have a pantry that is fortified, that is well stocked with
yes, we do.
With all kinds of things, jars of tomatoes.
We always do. It's not that we're hoarders, but we just go through it. We like run through this food because
right.
we do 70%. If you want to toss that number around, I don't know if it's accurate. It might be more. 70% of our eating here at home.
We do a lot of eating at home.
At Responsible Eating and Living Headquarters.
But I'm thinking for those of you who don't normally cook at home, and now you are going to need to cook at home, I'm not sure what you've got ready to go in your pantry and your freezer and your refrigerator. But if you have things that you want to use and you don't know what to do with them, you can always contact us at info@realmeals.org. I love it when I've got a few bizarre ingredients in the refrigerator and I'm just about to go food shopping. I like to kind of use up everything that we have before I fill it up again. And some of those ingredients don't necessarily go together or are known to go together.
Right,
and then
right.
And then we create something that's wonderful.
Something incredible.
It's not always successful, but most of the time
70%
it is.
Of the time it's successful.
Anyway, so if you've got a bunch of ingredients and you don't know what to do with them, let us know. We'll send you a recipe.
Yeah, we'd love to. And so we have a couple of other things to talk about. One of them is, getting back to your strategy, what is your strategy? Your strategy is choose to eat foods that boost your immune system. The nutrient-dense diet, you talked about Furman's acronym, which is GBOMS. Let's go over that one more time for folks.
Greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, seeds.
Right. And meditation.
Meditation.
Helps build the immune system. And exercise. Now, how do you exercise in an apartment?
Well, I was mentioning all the videos that are on YouTube.
Right.
That can help you along, like be a trainer or a coach or right. Motivation. I don't know if you've seen it on
because all the gyms are closing too.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen it on the subway, but there's this new thing, and I don't know what it's called, but it looks like a mirror.
Right.
But it's like a TV screen or a video screen.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at yourself in it, and then you can see videos or programs to exercise with.
Right.
And you're just on a mat, an exercise mat, and you can do some amazing workouts just looking at this mirror thing. But you could do the same thing on YouTube watching a video pretty much. You
right.
don't need a lot of room to work out.
Right.
There are 7-minute videos, 7-minute workouts, 12-minute workouts, half-hour workouts.
I know sometimes when the weather is bad and I have to stay in and work out, I can't go out and do my walks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll walk in place. I'll just walk in
I mean,
place.
If you live in an apartment building, use the stairs.
Yeah.
Up and down the stairs.
Right.
I remember a long time ago, my brother was telling me Arnold Schwarzenegger has a whole thing where you exercise with a chair.
Yeah. So a lot of fun is to be had. Right.
Get creative.
Get creative.
That's the point. You don't need to go anywhere fancy to get a good workout.
Very good. Okay. Anything else we need to tell our listeners about how to beat this thing when they're indoors?
Right. Well, we have maybe 2 or 3 minutes left. And just getting back to where we started, which was control. And I think we've given a lot of different ways to get control or feel like you have more control. We haven't talked about what everybody else is talking about, which is washing hands. But
right.
washing hands are important. And you want to do that as often as you can if you are interacting with others. And when you can't wash your hands using some sort of Purell, which is an high alcohol-based
gel.
And we need to be doing that. And I'm hoping that people learn some new hygiene habits.
Right.
Because we've lost the hygiene habits that I think people used to be raised
mm-hmm.
to do. And we would complain about them from time to time, but especially on the subway.
Yeah. I have a real pet peeve with people not carrying Kleenex or handkerchiefs and spitting on the sidewalk. I mean, we're still doing that. Even as recently as the other day, I saw a person spit on the sidewalk and then, well...
Oh, and then
this was
and
kind
then,
of disgusting, but I'll go ahead and
they were with it. They had a dog.
They
right?
were walking their dog, and they were spitting on the sidewalk as they were waiting for their dog to do its duty. And then what they did was they put on a pair of gloves. The surgical gloves, opened a plastic bag, picked up the dog's business with the surgical gloves, put it in the plastic bag, tied the plastic bag, took off the surgical gloves, and spit a couple of more times on the sidewalk. It wasn't like they were doing it, you know, into a handkerchief or And this was in front of a playground, which was active.
Mm-hmm.
So
not a good thing to do in the time of coronavirus or any time.
So my big thing has always been before this was, you know, I was always ranting about, I was on the subway, people sneezing, they don't have handkerchiefs, they're not doing the elbow sneeze, and now it's even becoming more critical that people carry some kind of thing that if they have to sneeze or spit, that they do it in a piece of paper and then...
Yes, we want to bring back the handkerchief for men and women.
Yes. I mean, there was a time when you know, my dad used to tell these stories where if you're walking down the hall of the high school that he went to, if you're not carrying a handkerchief, you get a demerit. I mean...
Yeah, there are little things that we used to do that were...
I think that was because there was the flu when they were growing up, of the 1912, mm-hmm. You know, this was a holdover from that where lots of people died, and here we are in that situation again.
Okay, so there's another thing. Carry a handkerchief, or yeah. two, or three, or a whole packet.
Yeah.
And don't worry about toilet paper. You know, if you're hunkering down at home and you run out of toilet paper, as long as you have running water and a washcloth, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, and soap. Okay.
Yeah, so let's just wrap this up.
All right, I'm going to bring the guys back in. Hey, guys, come on back in. We're going to play this out.
Okay, we're going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day here and keep our social distancing. Everybody, I hope you've enjoyed our little program here. And if you have comments and questions, you know where to find us, info@realmeals.org. Visit our website, responsibleeatingandliving.com. And we're going to get through this, everybody.
Yes, we are.
Gary, thanks for joining me.
Hank, Karen, thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Cheers.
Let's have some water.
Okay.
Stay hydrated,
Stay
everybody.
Stay hydrated. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Have a delicious week.